What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Toasty Podcast. If this is your first time, I just want to say thank you and get ready for the number one politics, society, and culture podcast in the DFW area and possibly even America. We talk about all sorts of controversy here in proper podcast form, and that means we tell you exactly what we think. I call that staying toasty. I try to publish as much as I can, and every week I have my co-host come on to give us the facts. Until then, though, you're stuck with me, your host, Sky Day. So, let's get freaking toasty. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Toasty Podcast. I'm Sky, and I am your host today. Matty B's not with us, and he might be with us later this week, of course. Like I say, I have him on every week, if I can. Let me get a sip of this coffee. Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Yeah, just kidding, I use a Keurig, so it's nothing fancy. Anyway, I want to go over a few things with you guys. Not necessarily, you know, talking about, oh, this news article and this news article. It will be. I will be covering articles, of course. I always do, you know, what I research and what I find and what I read. If you guys want to know how I get there and how I do that, it's ground.news. They have every single source for any news story out there, all aggregated at one place, and that is amazing for someone like me. Honestly, for anyone, any individual that wants to do that. Look, guys, here's the deal. I wanted to talk about Bob Saget, okay? Now, everyone knows, oh, well, he, you know, died, and immediately after he died, it was, okay, he died in his sleep, and we don't really know cause of death, of course, right? We don't know cause of death. Next thing you know, we see that he has head trauma, and that was what they were reporting on. You know, he had head trauma, most likely incurred from an unwitnessed fall. You know, no one saw him fall, he fell, and then he went to sleep thinking nothing of it, right? That has happened before. Like, you know, there's been skiers that hit their head on the mountain, and then they go to sleep, and they die. Here's the deal. Here's what I want to say. Even still, even though that is a possible cause, he had bleeding inside his head and around his head and outside of his head as well, bruising and everything else. His eyes he had black eyes from that as well, from the trauma. Look, I'm not going to tell you that I think he was murdered because I don't really believe that. Honestly, I have zero idea. I'm not there. But just be weary whenever you see sensationalists articles that come out trying to get you to sway one way or the other. There's always going to be that sensationalism around media and deaths like this. You know, if we think back to Gabby Petito, same thing, right? Same freaking thing. The deal is, media, in my opinion, is mostly controlled, if not all, by our media in America, I should say, by our intelligence agencies. You know, I don't think they miss one beat. That sounds dumb to say that they look at every single article, but, you know, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. But this is what I'm talking about. Judge blocks release of additional records in Bob Saget death investigation. So it's interesting how they worded that, the framing. Judge blocks release of additional records in Bob Saget death investigation. All that does is make you want to click on it. Of course, it's a headline. That's the point. But let's see what actually happened, right? The summary on Ground News, which is crazy to me. You know, I'm all about Ground News, but I think they kind of missed it here. A judge blocked the release of Bob Saget's death records at the request. Oh, this is actually good. This is actually exactly what was going on. So he blocked the release of Bob Saget's death records at the request of his family. The reason I said it first, I didn't think that was going to be it, is because I had read later and I found some other sources. So a lot of times whenever things happen, you want to try to find the most local news source. Because look, all of these freaking news outlets, they don't have, you know, some guy, some random office close to everything that's happening. Like, they don't have an office in every single city. Maybe they have an office in some cities, but not all of them. And so when they're telling you this information, like about even Ukraine, if you take, for example, Ukraine, when they're telling you this information, they say, we have someone that's inside on the ground, whatever. That may very well be true. They are big organizations. They do have world news anchors. They do have reporters out there. I honestly wouldn't think anything of it. I would believe it. But what if they don't? Would they be held accountable? And, you know, the answer is no, they wouldn't, because we've seen in previous years that they're not really held accountable for any false advertising they may do. So I don't really, you know, I'm kind of treading lightly here on that whole thing, and weary. I'm just weary, you know. This podcast episode is being weary. That's what it is. So anyway, the point is the headline makes it seem like there's more to the story, like Bob Saget, something happened, you know, whatever. But really, it's just his family saying, nah, I don't want you to release his death records. Like, that means they have some things going on, and maybe they're grieving, and they don't want to freaking have that be released yet. Maybe they don't want the publicity. I totally understand that. You know, I get it. You know, when a family member dies like that, it's a big deal. It could also mean, on the flip side, that there's more to it, that there is an investigation going on, and things like that. This is for now. So essentially, it's an injunction is what that means. They did an injunction to, you know, not release those things. Now, that does mean that there is some kind of thing in the background that could be happening, but you guys get the point. You know, the next thing I kind of want to talk about is, well, look, here's the deal. I'll just read this and we'll move on. This is WKMG Orlando. So spot on Florida. Look, it's just an obscure random website, but it was a source and it was on ground news. And when you're, like I said, when you're looking at these different stories, why don't you try to find, you know, the Orlando Times or whatever it may be. I don't even know if that's an actual real news outlet. I'm just giving you the example, and look there, because they're probably going to be a lot closer to the story than anyone else. And, you know, if you Google any story now, you know what happens. You Google a story, and then it's just an aggregation, essentially, and it's every single freaking choice you have on Google will have the same headline or very, very close to the same headline. And we think that's not organized. It's not really organized. I wouldn't even say it's organized either. It's actually, what's happening is the news outlets are just following suit. So, you know, they don't want to be last to the story, and they definitely want to have the story on there for their viewers and listeners and watchers. So they don't do any due diligence when they do that. They will, it used to happen, and it may still happen for some, you know, like Boston Globe, but they don't look into it. Shout out to Boston Globe, I guess. I don't really know. Whatever. They don't really look into it and follow the trail, you know? Like, they're me. I'm just some random dude trying to find the real news out here, sifting through all the bad news. That's what I'm doing for you. That's it. That's all I'm doing. And I'm not trying to say it's nothing, but I'm also not trying to say that I'm like some freaking reporter guy, because I'm not. I'm not a journalist in the slightest. And when it comes down to it, you know, I'm just watching CNN and Fox and all these other freaking news outlets, literally all of them, and I'm aggregating my own show from that. So, but they are the ones that are supposed to be liable for that. They are the ones that are supposed to be doing that. That's the point. They're reporters and journalists. That's literally their job. So whatever, you know. Yeah, that's what, and I'll move on from there. You know, that's just ridiculous. The other thing I want to talk about, you know, I've already mentioned sensationalism, and that's probably the topic of this episode is, you know, media sensationalism. I think that everyone is falling for it consistently, constantly, and it's polarizing, of course. That's the point. And we just keep going down that path. You know, we just keep spiraling. That's the right and the left. It's everybody. It's literally the people that become radicalized from it. You know, take the situation in Ottawa right now with the truckers. You know, a lot of things have been said about them, and a lot of news has been covered on them. But what's correct? You know, what's the real story? You know, what's really going on there? And the only times we get anything real with situations like this is whenever someone, an official, actually comes up and speaks in a press conference setting, like Trudeau, you know. Well, when he said what he said, whenever he came up and talked about it, it was pretty clear what's going on, because they're out of options. So they're out of options to the point that he put in an emergency freaking authorization or whatever, and it's getting pretty pretty amped up out here. This is from the AP. Tensions mount in Ottawa as police warn truckers to leave. Now, this is just a warning, of course. I don't know what's actually going to happen here. A showdown appeared to be shaping up in Ottawa's nearly three-week siege by truckers protesting the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Now, on that topic, you know, I'm trying to get away from just reading the articles every time because that's kind of annoying for listeners, I think. Shout out to you guys, I guess. More coffee. Yeah. Anyway, you know, when they, Alberta and I think Ottawa too have, or no, sorry, Ontario too have released their tensions or their restrictions a little bit on COVID. You know, they said we're not going to do mandates for vaccines and things like that, right? So I think it's working and I think it's obvious that it's working, but I think the media will do what they can to spin it the other way. If that makes sense. No one wants them to be there, I guess, doing this, protesting, you know, and I'm not sure how to see it, really. I think that it's pretty clear what's going on, and I think I agree with the truckers in this situation. And I just think it's a protest. It's a peaceful protest that's actually working. You know, they're not burning down anything. They're not looting. They're not doing anything. They're using their equipment and their means, their properties, to block off some things in order to cause problems. Now, what have we done in the past as America? Similar circumstances, you know, when we let's say we add tariffs to trade to cause problems and in order to get our way. Or let's say we do blockades on the southern, what is that called? The canal that's down south. I'm not really good at all the geography stuff, man. Actually, I'm not really good at any of the history stuff either. That's Matty B's specialty, man. I wish he was here. Anyway, we've blocked canals. We've done things like that to keep people from trading. You know, it has happened. And I think that it's funny that you just want to throw all that out the window. As an American, whenever something like this happens and apparently you're against it, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. It really is. And America is always the first to say, you know, or sorry, let me rephrase. Yeah, they're always the first to say we win, and they're never the first to say, you know, we did something wrong, right? We know that from history. History tells us that. So anyway, that's kind of the story there, and it wasn't really as telling you a story as much as it's just kind of giving you guys a little bit of a lesson here, like a, you know, just stay weary. You know, I was talking to my mom. Imagine that. Shout out to mom. Anyway, love you. Anyway, I was talking to her and you know, she said, you know, with everything Putin has done and the way he is, you know, I think it might be necessary, you know, that we go to war in Ukraine. Now I don't know if I disagree, but I just had to mention, you know, like, well, hold on a second. The only things we know about Putin are, sorry, I should say this. The only thing the average American knows about Putin, the average informed American, averagely informed American, I'm not trying to say they're average or I'm average or Americans are average. I'm trying to say they're the normal amount of informed. Anyway, these types of people, they have only seen what America has fed them on Putin. That's media. American media has fed them on Putin. So when I say that kind of thing, it's like, what if, you know? What if he's not the dude we make him out to be? What if Russians actually enjoy the life they have there? What if, you know, it's a 50-50 split in Russia on whether they like him or not like him? Because that would be just like America, wouldn't it? You know, and of course, I'm saying all these things very on the surface. I'm saying them surface level because I understand they don't run the same. It's a completely different type of government, borderline dictatorship, and I think that I wouldn't say that's a good way to go. However, if you're a country that comes out of something like the Soviet Union, what would you say to that? You know, if you're living in that experience. So, you know, I can be in a mediocre family and have a mediocre marriage and everything, and I can adopt a kid, and they will think that our family, I guess now their family too, is amazing. Just because they're getting that chance to have a family. Does that make sense? Okay, so there's your analogy and all that. So now you understand. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you that Putin's a good guy, but I'm not going to go and say, well, he's the worst. We need to get rid of him, because I really don't know. There could be all lies there. You know why I think that? I think that way because of 9/11 and just because I'm a free-thinking person. I, you know, there's not, I don't think there's a step that we wouldn't take as a government in America to get our way. So yeah, just be mindful of that, you know, and speaking on that, I want to give you guys a little bit of a rundown, a little timeline here. So today, literally today, it's Wednesday, and I'm recording this, you know, in the evening, and more coffee. If you guys aren't watching, you can watch this on YouTube. I will have it up on YouTube for you guys. I'm going to start doing that more as well. There's a lot of changes happening at the Toasty Podcast, just so you guys know. You know, I'm trying to get back in it and get some guests. I want to get more local guests. So if you're in Texas, you know, hit me up. Hit me up at my email, listentoastypodcast@gmail.com. And let's discuss just you getting in here and talking about whatever the heck you want to talk about. You know, we constantly talk about politics and culture and what's happening now, but we'll talk about anything. If you've looked at some of our previous guests, you know, I've had just everything. So from video game design to, you know, a guy that wanted to talk about liquid capital to stockbroker to Don Huffines. So I've had them all, and I've had Mark Lobliner and Alan Roberts on as well. They wanted to talk about fitness and the industry and obesity and things like that. So, you know, I'm open to everything. I will hear anyone out, and that's the point of the show. So anyway, with all that said, bringing it back around here. So here's the timeline. Essentially, apparently, Russian officials said it's pulling back some troops from the Ukraine border, right? Because, you know, we supposedly de-escalated it, and Putin's advisor told him that there are still chances, there is still a chance for diplomacy. And so, with that said, you know, you're looking at the story, of course, and let's see, it was a news conference. Let's see. Ukrainian president said during a news conference on Monday that while he wanted his country to join NATO for our security, he conceded this could remain a dream, according to NYT. Here's the deal. This article comes out saying they are pulling back from some troops, right? Okay, right? And you're like, that sounds like a good thing, okay? It does, it does. It sounds like a great thing. But here's what happens right after that. Right after that, all the news sources that just said Russia says it's pulling back some troops. This is Wednesday. This is all happening literally right now. This article that I'm reading is 3:48, holy crap, a.m. Okay, so they brought, oh, Tuesday, 3:48 a.m. That's an interesting timeline there. Whatever. Point is, it was around that time. It was like last night, but or early this morning. That they were reporting that they were pulling back troops. Now, here's what happens. It was probably yesterday, actually. Come to think of it, I think I saw something that said it was yesterday. Today, literally today, so within a day, we're like, you know what, let's turn that around, right? Because they can't have it. They can't have us think that we don't want to go into this war, right? Because war apparently, you know, unifies us. I don't think it's war specifically, but if you want to hear more on that, we had an episode just now. Me and Matt talked about the Ukraine issues and what that means and what war might look like and things like that, and what we could do instead of just shooting a bunch, like just shooting in, or I say shoot, I shouldn't say shoot with war, shooing in a bunch of troops in there. Here's the article. Came out today. U.S., NATO say no signs of Russia pulling back troops in Ukraine standoff. There's what Russia says, and then there's what Russia does. Huh. sound familiar? You know, it's obvious to me, but it's not obvious to everyone else. What is this, a Russiagate 2.0, you know? Just a bunch of lies surrounding Russia. And like I said earlier in this episode, we know what we're told and what we see and about Russia, right? How do we really know? Look, if someone's listening right now and you've actually been to Russia or you lived in Russia or you're from Russia, holy crap, or you're Ukrainian, I don't know, talk to me. You know, I gave you my email earlier in the episode. You can also DM me. I'm on all socials, or just get on Twitter, at The Real Sky Day on Twitter. You guys can check that out if you want, or comment on this freaking show on YouTube. Look, I'm everywhere. That's the point. You guys know how to reach me. And if you're that person and you want to tell me what it's really like in Russia or in Ukraine or who Putin really is, what you see, I'd love to talk about it. I really would, you know, because they do the same thing. They run their news. And, you know, we always say, you know, well, China, they can only see what they're allowed to see. And Russia, same thing. You know, some movies don't even show in China because the CCP won't allow it, or they'll change one part of the movie and bleep it out or just cut it out completely in the middle of a movie. They'll do that. That does happen, yes. But what is the difference in China and Russia controlling their news and controlling their narrative and America media? What is the real difference here? You know, it all looks like fun and games and freedom on the outside, but what's really going on in the media and big media? What's happening here? All the small little guys are cut out or bought or just pushed out, and you have mainstream all the time. So, anyway, I'll read this article a little bit. Russia said it was pulling back more forces from around Ukraine on Wednesday, the latest move in an apparent effort to ease tensions that has done little to assuage Western fears the Kremlin might be planning a imminent invasion of its neighbor. Okay. They said they were pulling back some of the 150,000 troops that the United States and its allies warn have converged around Ukraine on all sides. On three sides. Meanwhile, U.S. actually moved their embassy 340 miles west, by the way. That happened recently. We also came out and said, hey, all Americans should evacuate. All that does is add some hysteria and some fear to the people that actually watch the news. You know, I'm not going to say that it's similar to 9/11, but, you know, there's some things there that are kind of interesting. That's all I'll say. We continue to see critical units moving toward the border, not away from the border. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Morning Joe on Wednesday. But then there's what Russia says, and there's what Russia does. We haven't seen any pullback of its forces, end quotes. Now, I'm not going to tell you he doesn't know what he's talking about. He might know, and that might actually be what's happening. He added, it would be good if they followed through on what they said, but so far we haven't seen it. Now, keep in mind, this is a two-day time frame. This is 2 days. Literally yesterday, apparently, we knew that they were supposed to pull back their troops. How fast does this happen? Or how fast do they do that? I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the military. How long does it take for an order to go from, you know, said in a conference to actually happening? I would think it would take a little while. A week? I don't know. Maybe. But my point in saying all this is they don't waste any time. The media doesn't waste any time here. They just immediately say, we haven't seen anything. It's been 4 hours. Oh, no. What the heck, man? So what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to ease tensions? You know, not even with just Russia and Ukraine, but with Americans? Or are we trying to raise them? I don't know. That's for you guys to decide. And I'm just here spouting out crap, you know, so whatever. Anyway, guys, I think we're about done, but I want to take a moment to mention some of the Joe Rogan stuff. So, you know, earlier on other episodes with just me, the single episodes, I need to start like differentiating them somehow. If you guys have any recommendations on that, please let me know. But I want to differentiate, you know, my own episodes from the regular Toasty podcast where it's me and Matt, we're deep diving kind of thing. The only thing I have differentiating them right now is the time. So when you're on a podcast app, you can see how long I've been recording. It'll say like, oh, this podcast is 30 minutes or this podcast is an hour long. Well, if it's an hour long, you know for sure that it was probably just me and Matt, you know. If it's 30 minutes or less, you know it's me. But I don't think that's a good enough differentiator. So I've thought about just calling me and Matt's segment, Toasty Politics, and then calling all of my segments just whatever I talk about, you know? So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I kind of want to test that out and see what's going on there. You know, I also don't really have a big following on YouTube. So sorry, guys, if you watch, I don't really care about YouTube that much. I might start using Rumble. We'll see what happens. But with all that said, you know, I'm kind of trying to decide what I want to do there. Well, guys, I mean, that's really what it boils down to here. And, you know, oh, yeah, I was going to talk about the previous episodes. So, dude, okay, check this out. I know all of you guys are not dudes, but that's just my speech. I'm sorry. Okay, recent episodes, I talked about, you know, the Joe Rogan thing that was happening, which is hilarious how quickly it went in and out of media, but whatever, because it didn't work. You know, they failed. Joe Rogan getting attacked politically. And then I talked about, maybe before that, I'm not sure, George Soros funding a Democratic super PAC in upwards of $120 million, right, for the next 2 years, essentially. He was like, this is 2022 to 2024, here's your money kind of thing, right? And, you know, there's, of course, a lot of, I don't want to say QAnon type people, because it's really not just them, but people on the right, nah, I would just say people, there's a few people that I know that would say, you know, George Soros funded everything, he's behind all of it, he's the worst, and they'd give you a lot of examples of him doing that, and I can't firmly say anything. I would say, would not be surprised, but I'm not going to tell you I know, because I have zero idea. I've done some research on him, and I know he's funded a lot of things, and I realize he is some causes of big, big events we have going on, but in the grand scheme of things, here's what it comes down to. Here's what's funny about this whole thing. I'm just going to pile on. I'm going to add to their little conspiratorial ideas. So if you're listening right now and you believe all those things and you're into that, and you're into that freaking story and you're on it and you're researching Soros right now because I just said his name and you want to see what his son's up to, I don't care, whatever. If you're that person, though, listen up, man. So right after George Soros funded the Dem Super PAC, guess what happened? A political attack on Joe Rogan. Hilarious, right? So it's almost like, you know, what if? You know, I'm just, I don't know if this is true or not, so don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying they're connected at all. They could just be nothing related at all. There could be no correlation. It just is interesting that the attacks on Joe Rogan were kind of coming from the left, mainly the left. I will say, actually, everything I saw was from left media and woke moms on Twitter. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you there, but since that is the case and George Soros was like, here's some money, here you go, wouldn't surprise me. Now, here's why I say that. I say that because George Soros actually came out and had a statement. He had a statement about Joe Rogan, and if I can pull it up, I'll read it real quick. I may not be able to. Hold on. Let's see what happens here. I'm searching in ground.news. If you guys haven't, please just go check out ground.news. They are awesome. They provide every single news source for an individual story. So you look at a headline and it'll tell you, this is covered by 10 news sources. Here they are. It lists them out, and it'll also give you what bias they are, right, center, left. And it goes in it, further than that, actually, the bias distribution, if you will. I'll read it off real quick just to let you guys know. And I'm not affiliated with ground.news. I promise you I'm not. But my point of this whole show, the reason I made this podcast was to inform people the best I can without being polarizing. That's the point of it. And ground.news is a place. It's just called Ground News. It's an app if you're going to download it on the App Store. It's a place where that can happen. That can happen because it lays out everything. It's very, very transparent. It goes from far left to leans left. Same thing on the right. It has far right, and leans right, and then it has center. So, you know, Normally, I'm looking for sources that are in the center, lean right, lean left range. Sometimes I will go out of those lines, tread out of those lines a little bit. You know, all that to say, apparently, yeah, the failed attempt of Joe Rogan. Okay, that was just some random news article that I found just now. Let's see if I can just search it online and see what happens. You know, I'm running out of time here. I'm sorry, guys. If you hate it because I went over 30 minutes, I apologize. I want to find this guy, this thing for you. Let's see what happens here. Okay. Dude, this is hilarious. I just said this, but there's a Planet Today article that says George Soros found to be behind the effort to silence Joe. This is hilarious. Okay, I'm not going to tell you it's true just because of this one article, all right? That's not what's going to happen, but I am going to read this article because it's interesting. Okay. Sorry for the dead air. I'm finding this. You know, we all know Neil Young did what he did, and that was whatever, but you know, where the heck is the actual article, dude? Okay, so apparently, this isn't a good article. I'm not going to use that. That's ridiculous. It's not actually giving me any actual information telling me anything real. No, don't want that. Look, I just wanted to know what George Soros said in that statement. That's all I want to know. George Soros. Apologies again, guys. This is intense, bro. I might put on some music or something while I'm doing this, whenever I put this up. So you don't have to just look at me. George Soros. Statement on Joe Rogan. Boom. Let's see. Let's see if we can find that. Okay, I don't give a crap about this anymore. I'm done. I was trying to find that statement. I was pretty sure there was a statement of him saying that he kind of disapproved of Joe Rogan, but not positive on that, guys. Please don't take my word for it. Go try to find it if you want, though, because I think it was out there. If it wasn't, sue me, I guess. No, don't. Please don't sue me, because I could definitely be wrong. But the point is, I was putting these two and two together myself. I was just thinking, what if, right? You know, that's just your little, here's a little seed for all the conspiracy theorists out there. There's your seed. And we'll get back to it, you know. We will get back to it in a day or maybe, you know, next week or whatever when you hear me. Besides that, guys, you know, please like, share, subscribe to the show. And I want you guys to know, normalize political fluidity. That's all I got to say, you know. This show is about being informed all the way around, and it does not matter what you think. It does matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you believe necessarily. We just want to be as into it as possible so we know what's going on. So, anyway, I'll leave you with this. I put a status on Facebook. It's pretty good. The more write-offs we do as a society, a.k.a. cancel culture, the less society will get in return. This goes for all parties involved, not just the Neils or the Karens of the world. I'm saying that because if we write off everyone, we will have no one putting in, will we? Right? Or everyone putting in will be one-sided. So all that to say, enjoy your week, guys. Enjoy your day. If you're coming home, enjoy your commute. If you're going on your commute, please have a badass day. And as always, stay tasty.
Life's not fair, and I'm here for that. See when I seem to be back for that. Learn as I go, just an act for that. Back for that. But this ain't one of them boom boom paps, and this ain't one of them smash collabs, and I go hard like smash and grab, it's a beer. Yeah. Now all I want to do is make clear that all I'm trying to do is rap, but not like one of them mumble queers, cause all they seem to know is trap. You notice how I switch a flow for y'all, just to see y'all clap. Look, when it comes down to it, I'll get right down to it. Yeah.
Toasty.